This chapter is called Mr. Rabbit Grossly Deceives Mr. Fox. One evening, the little boy, whose nights with Uncle Remus were as entertaining as those Arabian ones of blessed memory, had finished supper and hurried out to sit with his venerable patron, he found the old man in great glee. Indeed, Uncle Remus was talking and laughing to himself at such a rate that the little boy was afraid he had company. Truth is, Uncle Remus had heard the child coming, and when the rosy-cheeked chap put his head in at the door, was engaged in a monologue, the burden of which seemed to be, "Old Molly Hall, what you doing, doll? Sitting in the corner smoking your cigar." As a matter of course, this vague allusion reminded the little boy of the fact that the wicked fox was still in pursuit of the rabbit, and he immediately put his curiosity in the shape of a question. "Uncle Remus, did the rabbit have to go clean away when he got loose from a tall baby?" "Bless gracious, honey, daddy didn't." "Who, him? You don't know nothing at all about the rabbit, if that's the way you're putting him down. What are you going away for?" "He might have stayed sort of close till the pitch rub off his haw, but 'twas many days before he was loping up and down the neighborhood, same as ever, and I don't know if he wasn't more sassier than before. Seemed like that the tale about how he got mixed up with a tall baby got around amongst the neighbors. Leastways, Miss Meadows and the gals got wind on it, and the next time the rabbit paid him a call, Miss Meadows tackled him about it, and the gals sot up a monstrous gigglemon. The rabbit, he sat up there just as cool as a cute cowcumber, he did, and let him run on." "Who was Miss Meadows, Uncle Remus?" inquired the little boy. "Don't ask me, honey. She was in the tale, Miss Meadows and the gals was. And the tale I give you like it were gun to me. But rabbit, he sot there, he did, sort of lamb-like, and then by and by he crossed his legs, he did, and wink his eyes slow, and up and says, 'See, ladies, Br'er Fox was my daddy's riding horse for 30 years, maybe more, but 30 years that I knows on, says he. And then he paid him his specs, and tip his beaver, and march off, he did. That's as stiff as a stop as a fire stick. Next day, Br'er Fox come a-calling, and when he gone for a lap by Br'er Rabbit, Miss Meadows and the gals, they ups and tells him about what Br'er Rabbit say. Then Br'er Fox grit his tushes, shown off, he did, and he looked mighty dumpy. But when he rears for the go, he up and says, "See, ladies, I ain't speaking what you say, but I'll make Br'er Rabbit chaw up his words and spit them out right here while you can hear him, says he." And with that, off Br'er Fox put. And when he got in the big road, he shut the dew off from his tail and made a straight shoot for Br'er Rabbit's house. When he got there, Br'er Rabbit was expecting him, and the door was shut fast. Br'er Fox knocked. Nobody answered. Br'er Fox knocked. Nobody answer. Then he knock again. Blam, blam! And Br'er Rabbit hollered mighty weak. "Is that you, Br'er Fox? I want you to run and fetch the doctor. That beta pusley what I ate this morning is getting away with me. Do please, Br'er Fox, run quick," says Br'er Rabbit, says he. "I'll come out of here, Br'er Rabbit," said Br'er Fox, says he. "There's going to be a party up, Miss Meadows," says he. "All the gals will be there, and I promise I'll fetch you." The gals, they allowed that it wouldn't be no party, except I'll fetch you, says Br'er Fox, says he. Then Br'er Rabbit say he was too sick, and Br'er Fox say he wasn't, and dar they had it up and down, sputing and contending. Br'er Rabbit say he can't walk. Br'er Fox say he told him. Br'er Rabbit say how. Br'er Fox say in his arms. Br'er Rabbit say he'd drap him. Br'er Fox say no, he won't. Bob, Br'er Rabbit say he'd go if Br'er Fox told him on his back. Br'er Fox say he would. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride down the saddle. Br'er Fox say he'd get the saddle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't set in the saddle unless he have a bridle for the hold by. Br'er Fox say he'd get a bridle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride the blind bridle, cause Br'er Fox, he'd be shying at stumps along the road. and fling him off. The fox say he get blonde bridle. Then Br'er Rabbit say he go. Then the fox say he ride Br'er Rabbit most up to Miss Meadows's, and then he could get out and walk the balance of the way. Br'er Rabbit agreed, and then the fox slip out of the saddle and the bridle. Of course, Br'er Rabbit know the game that Br'er Fox was fixing for the play, and he determined for to outdo him. And by the time he comb his haw and twist his mustache and saw rig up, here come Br'er Fox, saddle and bridle on, and looking as pierced as a circus pony. He trot up to the door and stand up, pawing the ground and chomping the bit, same like show enough horse. And Br'er Rabbit, he mount, he did, and amble off. Br'er Fox can't see behind with a blind bridle on, but by and by he feel Br'er Rabbit raise one of his foots. What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit, says he. Shorten to the left stirrup, Br'er Fox, says he. By and by Br'er Rabbit raise up the other foot. What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit, says he. Pulling down my pants, Br'er Fox, says he. All the time, bless gracious honey, Br'er Rabbit was putting on his spurs. And when they got close to Miss Meadows, while Br'er Rabbit was to get off, and Br'er Fox made a motion for to stand still, Br'er Rabbit slapped the spurs into Br'er Fox's flanks, and you better believe he got over ground. When they got to the house, Miss Meadows and all the gals was sitting on the piazza. Instead of stopping at the gate, Br'er Rabbit rid on by, he did, and then come galloping down the road and up to the horse rack, which he hitched Br'er Fox at, and then he sat into the house, he did, and shake hands with the gals, and sit there, smoking his cigar, same as a town man. By and by, he draw in a long puff, and then let it out in a cloud, and squire himself back and holler out, he did, "Ladies, ain't I done tell you Br'er Fox was the riding horse for our family? He's sort of losing his gait now, but I expect I can fetch him all right in a month or so," says he. And then Br'er Rabbit sort of grin, he did, and the gals giggle, and Miss Meadows, she praise up the pony. And dogs Br'er Fox hitched fast to the rack and couldn't help himself. "Is that all, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy as the old man paused. "That ain't all, honey, but 'twon't do for to give out too much cloth for to cut one paw pants," replied the old man sententiously.